Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Once again, you are now tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But on tonight, I have none other than my friend in the Lord and my brother in Christ Jesus, Pastor Eric Morpheus, the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He will be bringing forth God's word again on tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along with Pastor Eric Morpheus as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. But as usual, we always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight, so I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me, because we serve an awesome, powerful God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What an awesome, mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, as in his name we come once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. You're worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Eric Morpheus and his entire family, and every believer and everyone that is saved in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, of all of our sins and transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful for our Redeemer, our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And through him, we can come back to you and seek forgiveness of our sins and our transgressions in his name. So we bless your name on tonight for that, also in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders even today do it again, Heavenly Father, for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. We also come lifting up our brother George Floyd, who was killed by the police officer in Texas and they had his homegoing service this week. So we want to continue to lift up that entire family, the Floyd family, and not only that family, but all families and all those that are dealing with bereavement and going through loneliness because of the loss of a loved one. We know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we ask Heavenly Father that you will comfort and strengthen your people on tonight, those that are bereaved all over the land, and they will continue to hold on to your unchanging hands is our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we pray that your word will go forth with power on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Eric Moses. And should there be any listener that's not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, it's our hope and desire and prayer that something will be said through him on tonight that will prick their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth, even on tonight, confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to forgive them. And they will turn around and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them even tonight. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we pray and ask that you would help us to decrease. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless every listener. Continue to bless this ministry and worldwide platform that you have ordained for it to be so for such a time as this. For your glory in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, every true believer in Jesus Christ are the church. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Every true believer in Jesus Christ are the church. Amen. Well, before we bring on Pastor Eric Mumford, I do not have any announcements. I do want to say that we do know that before we know it, it'll be time for us to vote and do elections. So I do pray and hope that you all are praying now and that the Lord will touch your hearts and that you will do the right thing when it comes down to voting. And also don't forget to complete your census forms. That is so very important for this time that we're living in now. The census is out and it's going around. So we ask everybody to please complete your census form so you, your votes and you and your family can be counted. So we're going to go to our music break on tonight. And then following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Eric Morpheus. Once again, he is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He will be bringing for God's word following the music break. Enjoy the music break.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh, with God. With God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Sing this. Cover me. Come on, sing that with me. Oh, cover me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Once again, I love that song because if you remember what the Word of God tells us, He lets us know that those that are saved in Jesus' name, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And He said that once we're saved in Jesus' name, nothing, no one can pluck us out of His hands. What a mighty God we serve on tonight. So right now, I am so proud to once again have on to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight, none other than Pastor Eric Morfis. Once again, he's the pastor of Eagle Wings Church located in Warren, Michigan. He is now ready to bring forth God's word. And I pray and hope that every listener around the world on tonight that are tuned in, have your Bibles, have your pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord, because we don't want you to take it lightly or for granted. We don't want anyone to think that we're making up things as we go. We want you to be able to read it for yourself, what thus saith the Lord unto his people. So right now, Pastor Eric Morfis, I now yield the mic to you.
God bless you, Brother James. God bless you. Amen, amen. And we thank you once again for another opportunity and an invitation to share and declare God's word on your radio broadcast, on your internet broadcast, and we thank God for you and for the great ministry that you are doing and that you are impacting lives and you're impacting the community, the kingdom community. And we thank God that you are a vessel, amen, being used in this hour, in this season, amen, to encourage and strengthen the hearts and the minds of the believers in this hour, amen, with everything that has taken place. And so we thank God for you and your platform in which God has allowed you to reach many souls for the kingdom of God. And we want to say to everyone that is on this Blog Talk Radio, amen, we extend a hearty thank you for tuning in on tonight. And I just want to say that you didn't tune in to hear me, but you tuned in to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Amen. I'm just a vessel and a voice and a mouthpiece of the Lord to declare unto you the word of the Lord in this hour and in this season. Amen. Brother James, we are speaking healing and deliverance on your behalf to your family, your entire household. Amen. And everyone that is tuned in and locked in, amen. You have tuned in to get tuned up tonight. Amen. And there is a word for you. Glory be to God. There is a word for you, and there is a preceding word. You know, the Bible says that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. And you know what? There is a preceding word in this season, in this hour, that God is speaking to his people, and he's declaring things in the heavenlies. And those of us who are tuned to the frequency of the Spirit will begin to embrace what God is saying and what God is doing in this hour. Amen. I understand everything that has taken place, the chaos, amen, and the riots that are breaking out, amen, on a global level. And I understand the COVID-19, the pandemic that we're in. But when we look from the realm of the spirit, God is saying to us in this season and in this hour, he is saying, speak and prophesy to the winds. Do you believe, beloved, that you have the power, amen, of faith? You have the power of word, amen, to declare and to decree in this moment, in this season, in this hour, to declare to your generation, hallelujah, your generation, you will live and not die, to declare the work of the Lord to your generation. We have a privilege to hear what God is saying, and we have a responsibility to begin to be a voice of God in the earth in this hour to declare what the Lord is saying and to bring light to those who sit in darkness and bring clarity who see with obscurity and blurred vision. It's our season. It's our time for God to manifest, amen, his awesome presence in our life on today. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're living in one of the greatest times of our era. Amen. That's right. Amen. We declare and we will speak those things that be not as though they were. Amen. We declare the work of the Lord. You see, God's time is not locked into man's timing. You see, and we therefore are not locked into man's timing. We are led by the Spirit. For the Bible tells us in Romans 8:14 that those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so I believe that in this hour, sons of God is rising up in this hour and declaring and prophesying and speaking to the winds and the earth, amen, and begin to change things, change the atmosphere, amen. And you see, there's nothing wrong with going through a storm. Are you hearing that on tonight? Amen. It's nothing wrong going through a storm. Just don't allow the storm to go through you. Are you hearing that? That's what Jesus said in John chapter 14. He says, let not your heart be troubled. See, beloved, you are the governor of your heart. You have the power and you have the ability to allow and to reject what gets in your heart. And the reason why we need to govern and monitor our hearts, because the Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Amen. And when we begin to speak what is in our heart, it begins to shape our destiny. It begins to cause things to formulate and come together and gel together. Amen. That's what it means. We prophesy and we declare the things of the Lord in this hour and in this season. We don't speak what the media is saying. We don't speak what negativity is being propaganda to us. Amen. But we declare what we hear and see in the Spirit. Amen. For we are led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And so this is our season to begin to declare some things. Amen. In the earth. Amen, because we are world changers. Are you hearing that tonight? I said we are world changers, and we have the sword of the Spirit, amen, which is in our mouth. Are you hearing that on tonight? No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper, neither any tongue that shall come against you. You shall condemn it to be in the wrong. Amen. So glory be to God. We gird up our minds, and we be sober and vigilant in this hour. Amen, of what God is saying and doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. For a few minutes tonight, amen, we want to share a word with you that I believe that will be a blessing to you. And I'm going to ask that you will embrace the word. Amen. Fight with all your might to retain what God is saying to you on tonight. Amen. Stand in your faith. Amen. Stand in the fight and gird up the loins of your mind with truth. Amen. Because truth liberates us. Amen. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just for a few minutes tonight, I want to share with you from the book of Acts, from the book of Acts chapter 8. Amen. And I want to share some things concerning our current conditions, amen, that we are transitioning in and that we are moving through. Yes, right, we are moving through this, amen. We didn't come here to stay. We are moving through this pandemic. We are moving through this COVID-19. We are moving through the chaos and the turmoil and the confusion. Yes, we're moving through it, amen. Glory be to God. We are on the move. So tonight I want to share with you from Acts chapter 8, and I'm going to read the first four verses, but you can read that entire chapter at your earliest convenience in your study time, in your time of meditation and consecration. You can read that whole entire 8th chapter of Acts. And I want to start at verse 1. It says, and Saul, this is Saul who was later converted and changed to the Apostle Paul, and Saul was consenting unto his death, talking about Stephen, who was the first deacon of the New Testament church. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentations over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering to every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. And verse 4 says, therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word of God. Are you getting that? Oh, my Lord. Everywhere. They who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word of God. Amen. And so for a few minutes tonight, I want to encourage your hearts and your minds on tonight. I want to talk about the church has left the building. Yes, the church has left the building. We are living in unprecedented times. We are living in different times. We are living in difficult times. Amen. These are times that are testing us on our most holy faith. It's testing us in our tenacity and our strength in the Lord, and it's testing us from every side that we face. But you see, what God is doing, God is allowing these things to take place in the earth. Are you hearing that? God is allowing these things to take place in the earth. Why? Because he has a purpose for his church. You see, it was never God's desire and design of the church, amen, to congregate on a continual basis as bugs in a bucket, amen, and just distribute the power among ourselves. But it has always been God's heart and desire to impact the earth. Are you hearing that? Amen. It was God's desire that his church, amen, who was built upon the holy word of God, is to impact and change this world region by region, state by state, amen, city by city, neighborhood by neighborhood, village by village, by preaching the word of God. Now, what I want us to see in our text on tonight is that God had a design, purpose, and plan for the church, and it is still his purpose, and it is still his desire for his church, amen, to be a nucleus, amen, to be a vehicle of power and proclamation of his word to those who are outside of his will. Are you hearing that on today? You see, we are the church, amen, the global church. We have allowed convenience and comfort and complacency, amen, to arrest our purpose and God's plan for our life, and we have been struggling, amen, to reach the lost for Jesus, is because we have distorted the purpose and the plan of God, what he desires. And it's not for us to just congregate on a Sunday or a Wednesday or whatever day that the church meets. Amen. That's for edification. That's for instruction. That is for learning and empowerment to take us to the next level, is to go into the world and to preach the gospel and give an answer to every man that asketh for the reason of the hope that is within us, said the word of God. You see, we have allowed convenience, comfort, and complacency to begin to distort our vision, amen, and cause us to look with obscurity and blurred vision. And it's because that these three elements, complacency, comfort, and convenience, is antagonistic to the purpose and destiny of the church. It's coming against the church. And God has allowed things in the earth to ruffle us, to get us out of our comfort zone, to get us out of the place of complacency and conveniency. Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? Amen. And what we're seeing taking place is that God is thrusting us into purpose. And that purpose is his purpose. For the Bible tells us in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good to them who love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. It is God's purpose tonight that we are married to. It is God's purpose tonight that we are embraced with. You see, it's God's purpose. And when his agenda becomes our agenda, then we will find the power and the anointing to carry out his promises, to carry out his purpose, to carry out his plan in this season and hour in which you and I were called and ordained to prophesy and to speak and to declare to this generation that there is a hope, amen, that remains for them. Are you hearing that? You see, what we need to understand is that God has desired for his word to be spread abroad on a global level. Amen. And that's what he wants. The Bible tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he did what? He gave. He gave his only begotten Son, full of grace and truth, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Are you hearing that? So you see that God is interested in the whole earth to be filled with his glory. Are you hearing that? And you are a world changer. You are a word agent, amen, sent forth to declare the word of the Lord and the works of the Lord in this season. Yes, you have been called with a holy calling, amen. Now you have a design, purpose, and plan for you, amen, is to begin to share the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to every creature. Our text finds us at a place where the church was fixed and situated in Jerusalem. Yes, they would break bread. Yes, they would have weekly meetings. Yes, they would have worship service. And yes, they would have divine encounters, amen, at the church at Jerusalem. But God has a bigger plan, amen. God has a bigger purpose, amen, than just the church being fixed and situated at Jerusalem. There are some people that are in Judea. There are some people in Samaria. There are some people in Thessalonica. There are some people in Philippi that need to hear the word of the Lord. And God has allowed this persecution to come upon the church through the stoning of Stephen, amen, and caused a persecution to drive the church from its fixed location. Are you hearing that? I see this scripture being very current and very present and relevant to our time of what we are experiencing right now. Are you hearing that? Just a couple months ago, there was a global shutdown, and I see the Lord just shutting down the earth and causing the earth to go into a sabbatical rest. And I see the people of God, amen, being scattered abroad, not able to assemble themselves as usual, not to have church as usual. But God says, I want you to transition yourselves for another level. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God has allowed the preacher to be absent from the pulpit. Are you hearing that? And caused the people to be absent from a church building because God is doing a new thing in the earth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You see, the church is not the building. Are you hearing that? Amen. The building is still there, but the church is moving on. We're moving on and we're moving out. Are you hearing that? And God is causing a new plan and purpose to emerge in the earth through his people to impact this world, amen, globally. Are you hearing that on tonight? And see, what we need to understand that the church is not the building. We are the church. Amen. We don't go to church. We are the church to assemble ourselves, to be empowered with instruction, amen, with worship, with praise, amen, in a congregation setting. And after we have received divine empowerment through that congregation, then we go. We go out into the world. We go out to Judea. We go out to Samaria. We go out to Philippi, in all the regions of the earth, and we preach this gospel. Even this radio broadcast, this blog talk broadcast that God has raised, Brother James Brown, this platform, amen, is reaching regions all over this world. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. And God is causing these platforms to emerge in such a time as this, amen, to impact the earth, because he said in his word that the whole earth will be filled with his glory. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And we are part of the plan of God to bring it to pass. Are you hearing that?
Yes,
so
Lord,
I want us to understand that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, when he asked the disciples, he said, who did the men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say you're Elijah, you're Jeremiah, one of the other prophets. And then Peter spoke up, said, thou art the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. And he says unto Peter, upon this rock I'm going to build my church. Upon this truth that you have declared and spoken, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against this truth that has been declared and spoken through you. You see, the church is built upon the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Are you hearing that? The church is brought together and it's birthed and it is born and brought forth through truth. That's why the Bible says that you have been begotten by the word of truth. You've been born again by the truth. Are you hearing that? And that's how the church, amen, is birthing. That's how the church as a living organism is constantly growing. It's constantly enlarging. It's constantly expanding all across this globe. Why? Because the word of God is truth. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and they who are born from above are become a son of God. Amen? That's what the Bible tells us. You are a son of God tonight, and it's time for us to start walking in our identity. It's time for us to start walking in that anointing. Amen? You have been given every precious promises that pertains to life and godliness is at your disposal. You see, God is waiting on us. We don't have to wait on him because he has already done what he's going to do for us. Come on here, somebody. All we have to do is reach out and embrace what he has done. You see, that's why we are to manifest amen, what God has placed in us. Are you hearing that? Amen. We manifest what God is doing in our lives. So Jesus said to the disciples, he says, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And behold, I give unto you keys to the kingdom. Are you hearing that? We have been given divine authority. Amen. We have that authority. We have kingdom authority to walk as true sons of God in the earth, in this season, in this hour. Amen. And not being overtaken by what is happening in the world, but we need to begin to declare some things in the atmosphere. We need to begin to prophesy. Intercessors need to be praying on the wall. Watchmen need to be praying on the wall. Are you hearing that? Amen. We must consistently, amen, and strategically, amen, usher in the kingdom of God, because the Bible says in Luke chapter 17, verse 21, that the kingdom of God is within you. It's within you. And see, that's why we need to release the kingdom of God that is within us, so that men and women can come into the kingdom, that they may come and say, what must I do to be saved? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. We must become so salty that we make people thirsty. Are you hearing that? We make them so thirsty that they want to take a drink. We got to go to that place of Samaria, that place of rejection, that place of confrontation, that place of conflict, like that woman who was at the well with Jesus in John chapter 4. Amen. We got to come to that place where racism is at running rampant in the land. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We got to come to that place where people are thirsty. They're still trying to dip from Jacob's well, but we as the authoritative ones of the kingdom need to give them a drink that will last them forever. Come on here, somebody. We need to give them something in exchange for what they've been drawing with. And I'm saying to you right now, beloved, that God is changing things in the earth. Things have dramatically changed right before us. And what's going to happen, many are going to miss it if they keep drinking from Jacob's well. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Keep doing the things that they used to do, because all they know to do is what they used to do. Are you hearing that? But God is doing a new thing in the earth. God is bringing us into another level of his purpose and of his plan. And those who are tuned in to what God is doing and saying will begin to embrace what God is doing. Because, see, change is good, but change is not convenient. Are you hearing that? I say change is good, but change is not convenient. And so whatever we have been releasing our security in, God is allowing those things to be removed. Are you hearing that? Amen. And I want you to understand there are three areas, and I'm going to close. There are three areas in which I want us to embrace tonight. Because the church has left the building. And if we think that things are going back to the way they used to be, we've never been this way before. Amen. We're going into a new way. We're going into a new dimension. Amen. Are you hearing that? We're going to another level. And the church is, and we must understand what the church is, what the church is embracing. First of all, we must understand that the mission of the church, amen, the mission of the church is to preach the gospel. When Jesus Christ raised from the dead, he instructed his disciples to go ye into where? All the world, and preach this gospel to every creature. You see, that's the mind of the Father. And that's the mind of the Father right there, is to preach the gospel globally, so that those who globally will be impacted by the word of God. You see, the mission of the church is to preach the gospel unto this entire earth. The message of the gospel is that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He is the only sacrifice for sin. Amen. He is the high priest, amen, of the believer. Amen. Jesus Christ and him crucified and buried and rose again is the foundation of our message that we declare unto the regions of this earth. Amen. Glory be to God. And our motivation is that we have been infused and enlightened by the Spirit of God. Amen. We are empowered by the Spirit of God. You see, when persecutions and pandemics and COVID-19s and coronaviruses rise up, amen, and begin to be a threat, God will empower his people with another level of anointing, amen, to rise above everything that tries to rise up against the destiny of the church. Are you hearing that? And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, I'm going to read that very quickly. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17, amen, is our mission, amen, our message, and our motivation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by who? Jesus Christ, and have given to us what? The ministry of reconciliation. We have the ministry of reconciliation. In other words, we have the ministry to reconcile back all that was lost in Adam. You see, we are the repairers of the breach. Are you hearing that? Yes, we are the repairers of the breach tonight. Amen. And we are here to make safe paths for them to dwell in. Are you hearing that? So God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. He has given us the anointing to serve the message of reconciliation. Verse 19 says this, to witness that God was in Christ reconciling who? The world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us, watch this, the word or the message of reconciliation. We have the ministry of reconciliation. We have the message of reconciliation. We understand that everything that God is going to do for people who have not been awakened yet to their destiny, God has already did a work for them. They just need to wake up and realize what was done on their behalf while they were sleeping. Come on here, somebody. And verse 20 says, now then we are ambassadors. We are ambassadors. And an ambassador is a representative of a country. Are you hearing that? We are from, amen, the kingdom of God, and we represent the kingdom of God. We represent heaven as authoritative figure in the earth. We represent heaven because we have that ministry and we have that message. Amen. We are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you, by us, we pray you in God's stead be reconciled to God. That is our message. That is our ministry, and that is our motivation. Yes, the church has left the building, and yes, we see in the platform of Facebook and all of these social media sites, we see in the platform of Zoom and all of these other internet medias that we're able to get the word out, and we're reaching regions. We're reaching countries that we physically could not reach if we were in our church building. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God has designed us to leave this place that we once knew, amen, so that his word and his will be performed in this earth and in this hour and in this season. Amen. Beloved, whether you know it or not, the church has left the building. What has been will not be no more. Things have changed, and it's time for us to change with the change, because God is doing a new thing in the earth. Hear ye the word of the Lord. God bless you, Brother James.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. What a powerful message on tonight from our man of God in the person of Pastor Eric Morphis. That was a powerful word, Pastor Morphis. That was a right on time word for tonight, because the word of God also lets us know, Jesus told us that greater works that we would do, because he knew that he was going to be leaving the earth and going back to our Heavenly Father, our Creator. That's where he is now at this moment, sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints of God. Since he has risen from the dead with all power in his hands, the victory over death, hell, and the grave is in his hands. So he's now sitting at the right hand of God. So that's why he let us know before he left the earth, he told his disciples, greater works that we will be able to do. See, Jesus already foreknew that the internet, the world wide web would be in existence. And that's why he knew that these social media outlets would be available. And that's why through these media outlets, worldwide mediums, that we can get the word of God out to millions of people at the same time. Because just like Pastor Morphis said, you know, when Jesus was here in the flesh, just like you and I, when we are here in the flesh, we can only be in one place at one time. So it was like with Jesus when he was in the flesh. We know that he's a spirit too, but he can be everywhere at the same time. But in his flesh, when he was in the form of flesh, mankind like you and I, he can only be in one place at one time. So that's why I know, and I'm sure that you who are believers in Jesus' word on tonight, know that Jesus already foreknew that, again, that we would have the worldwide world where we'll be able to get the word of God out, the good news of Jesus Christ across the nations, so that everyone will be able to hear the word of God, so no one would have an excuse when the day of judgment comes, when we all have to stand before God and give an account for every work that has been done, every deed done in our bodies, the good and the bad. So we must be about our Heavenly Father's business. So that's why I thank God for Pastor Eric Morphis on tonight. I thank God for every man and woman of God that have come forth over this worldwide platform through the past 7 years. The first Saturday and next month will be 7 years that the Lord has opened this door for this worldwide platform and ministry. And I'm not giving myself any credit. It all goes to God. Nobody did this but God. He did it for his glory so that his word can go forth, so that those that are still spiritually blind on tonight, as they hear his word over this worldwide ministry and platform to his people, that they can be saved. Even as they hear the word of God over this worldwide medium and platform, they can be saved if they open up their hearts, if they open up their mouth and confess their sins and transgressions. Even you who are listening on tonight, if you know that you're not saved, if you know that you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal risen Lord and Savior on tonight, you too can be saved on tonight. Just open up your heart, open up your mouth. You must believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's Son, and you must confess it with your mouth. And then you must ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins, and then you must ask him to come into your hearts and save you. And that's exactly what he wants to do, because the word of God said that it is not God's desire that any souls be lost. So that's what this worldwide ministry and platform is about. We don't want any souls to be lost either. So that's why it is so important. And I thank God for the title of this ministry and worldwide platform, which is, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? What a powerful thing and a powerful message for every believer, and that we all must consider and examine ourselves according to the word of God to make sure and to ensure that we are assets to the Kingdom of God. We do not want to be a liability in no form or shape or fashion. We don't want to be a liability to the Kingdom of God. We don't want to be a scatterer of God's flock in any way. We want to be assets to the Kingdom of God. We want to be able to draw souls to Jesus Christ through his word and through our living, that as we go to and fro through the world and through the earth, that somebody would be able to see Jesus Christ in us, and that our life was so shining before men that they would see our good works and glorify the God, our Heavenly Father in heaven. So we thank God for this word on tonight. I pray and hope that it has been received, and I know that it was a blessed word on tonight. For such a time as this, someone needed to hear this word. I love God because he knows who's going to be listening, and he knows exactly what we all stand in need of. So once again, tonight's scripture food for thought came to us saying, every true believer in Jesus Christ are the church. So that coincides with more or less with Pastor Edwards' Morpheus' message on tonight. The church has left the building. Yes, we who are saved in Jesus' name, no matter where you are located, if you are accepted, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you are saved in his name, then you, we are the church. What are you doing after you leave the church building? Well, you go worship and praise and gather together and give God glory, honor, and praise and receive God's word so you can go out and distribute that new word that you have just received from the man or woman of God that's over the overseer of your congregation. What are you doing with that word that you received? Are you going out into the world and are you sharing the good news with those that are spiritually blind into the, in the earth? Are you going on your job sharing that word? Are you telling your family members that are not saved in Jesus' name? Are you going in your community sharing the good news of Jesus Christ? So that's what it's all about. And we thank God for this message once again on tonight. The church has left the building from Pastor Eric Morpheus, the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located once again in Warren, Michigan. So again, I thank God for you, the listeners. You are faithful listeners, and I thank God for each one of you, even though I do not know who you are personally. I thank God that he's an awesome God. He knows who you are. He knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what you stand in need of. And he wants me to remind you that he said we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. He cares for me. What a mighty God we serve on tonight. Even for such a time as this, and the time that we're living in, these last and evil days, we have a Heavenly Father that loves and cares for you and I. What a mighty God we serve. So right now we're going to get ready to close out for tonight, and we're going to pray as we always do. But remember, I love what Jesus said, because he already knew, and again, like I said earlier, that he said greater works than you and I who are saved in Jesus' name, the messengers of God, the messengers of Jesus Christ. As Pastor Evan Morpheus said, we are the ambassadors. We are the vessels, the servants of the Most High God. It's our job. It's our duty. We are commanded to go out into the hedges and the highways and to the world, to the sinful world, and teach and preach God's word to those that are spiritually blind. They, too, would have a chance to be saved. And then those that have gone astray and backslidden for whatever reason, they, too, would have a chance and opportunity to confess their sins and be redeemed and back into the right fellowship with God, our Heavenly Father. And also to build up and strengthen those that are saved in Jesus' name, those that are faithful doers of God's word and not just hearers only. So that's what this worldwide ministry and platform is all about. And it's all to give God glory, honor, and praise, because he's worthy to be praised. And I just thank God that he allowed me to be the host over this worldwide ministry and platform. I don't take it lightly or for granted, because it is a blessing to be the bring forth God's men and women all across the world that have been over this worldwide platform over the last 7 years, delivering God's word, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. I thank God for each one of them. And I love you all, and I thank God for each one of them. And the best is yet to come. So just continue to tune in and continue to be faithful to this ministry platform, because you know without a doubt that you are truly receiving God's word. And you're receiving the truth. So that's why I always ask before we start the broadcast to make sure that you have your Bibles, your pens and your paper ready, so that you can follow along with whoever is delivering God's word over this worldwide platform and ministry, because we don't want you to take it lightly or for granted or to think for one moment that we're making up things as we go. We want you to be able to see it for yourself, because the word of God says, my people perish. Why? Because of the lack of knowledge. So that's the word for tonight, from me on tonight. Don't you go around without receiving new knowledge about the word of God. There's something new that we can learn from the word of God. Every time we open up the word of God and get into the word and meditate on his word, there's some new enlightenments. There's new avenues and new different things that God will reveal to his people if we study his word to show ourselves approved, a workman, not needing to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, because we know that without a doubt, you are truly worthy to be praised. There is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. We continue to lift up our President Trump to you on tonight. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would touch his heart, not only him, but world leaders everywhere, Heavenly Father, that seems to have their own platform. They seem to have their own agendas. We pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts, that they would hear your word, Heavenly Father, as you send your vessels around them in their way, that they would speak your word, Heavenly Father, they would hear your word and receive your word, and those that are not saved, you too will confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, Heavenly Father, they would be led by you, by your Holy Spirit, to do what's right for all people around the world, that you will be glorified through them is our prayer, and they too will be able to fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth. For your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, continue to move by your Spirit. Continue to work miracles, signs, and wonders as only you can in the earth for your glory through your people that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that you're still working miracles. You're still a healer through your Son, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, through your word, we stand on your promises. You are a promise keeper. Heavenly Father, you have a perfect track record. You are faithful to watch over your word to perform it in the lives of your people. Heavenly Father, we bless your name on tonight. We love you. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. We thank you again for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us, because we know that we don't deserve it. We're not worthy of it, but we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and we thank you that it would never lose its power. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank God for you, the listeners, once again on tonight. Thank you, Pastor Eric Morphis, for another powerful word. Again, I love you all, and I know that you all love me, and I thank God that we can continue to encourage one another in the word of the Lord, and we can continue to encourage one another with good news and good things, and we don't have to go around boasting and bragging or being envious or jealous of one another. We are in this boat together. We are in this thing together. It's all about coming together, being on one accord, that God can use us as individuals. Then he can use us as a corporate body of believers, that we could be living examples to the dark world, that somebody would be able to see Jesus Christ in us, that he would be glorified through us individually, and then as a corporate body of believers for his glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. So know again that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, we're going to continue to pray for one another. We're going to continue to encourage one another in the words of the Lord. Until the next time, good night.
So you